Right now on VFN TV, President Trump signs the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, establishing it through an executive order. The founder of BET, Bob Johnson, Dr. Ben Carson, and others that are there, understanding that prophetically what God told us is coming to pass. What God said was that President Donald Trump will be the best thing, best president that ever happened to the African-American citizens in America. And we're seeing it come to pass right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, this is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, man, doing good.
I'm thinking about this. You know,
what are you thinking about? Help us out.
I just want to welcome you today as you're watching us, and it means so much that you join us each week, each day, you know, throughout the nation, Gulf Coast, and the world. And we love hearing your comments. We love your emails being sent to us at friendsofvfnkb.com. And it's a community. You know,
right.
Together we're walking this thing out together. And if you're with us, you remember, you know, when was prophesied, and we played it on the air for you, Brianna Bolander. You know, that you know, she's just a well-respected woman of God, works really hard at her company. She's getting raises and bonuses all the time and promotions. And it's just an amazing, but also she's a woman of God. So the Lord gave her this dream. We'll have that dream today. We'll share it with you. But it taught specifically, Lord revealed specifically, and you'll hear how God showed it to her early on before it was popular, that President Trump would be the best president that's happened for the African American citizens in America. And we're seeing that. First of all, let's just join the president, President Trump, in the White House as he's signing the executive order for the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, as he begins to talk about it. And he has pastors and leaders, and including Bob Johnson, the founder of BET, is there as well.
Senator Tim Scott, Ben Carson, like you said, it's amazing.
Yes, yes. And Pastor
Phil Hickman, I believe.
And
Pastor Harry Scott. Harry Jackson and Pastor Scott.
It's exciting what's taking place. Remember, let's go to the White House and join them now.
Thank you. In a few moments, I will sign an executive order launching a new White House opportunity. This is a very big thing that Tim and I and everybody have been working on for a long time. And Revitalization Council. This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most. With the creation of today's council, the resources of the whole federal government will be leveraged to rebuild low-income and impoverished neighborhoods that have been ignored by Washington in years past. Our goal is to ensure that America's great new prosperity is broadly shared by all of our citizens. Our country is doing better than ever economically, and we're able to do that. I'm thrilled to announce that our new council will be led by Secretary Ben Carson, who is here with us today. Let's see. Where is our Ben? Also with us is Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Secretary Wilbur Ross, who will both serve on the council and play a critical role in its work. The council will focus its efforts on opportunity zones, a crucial part of tax cuts that we passed last year. Under our new tax cuts, any distressed area that is designated as an opportunity zone will receive massive incentives for private sector investment, including zero capital gains tax on any investment held for at least 10 years. We're honored to be joined today by the person who led the fight to include opportunity zones in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and that is Senator Tim Scott. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. We're also joined by Roger Campos of the Minority Business Roundtable, along with Jimmy Kemp. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. That's great. Pastor Daryl Scott, friend of mine for a long time. Where's Daryl?
Right here.
Daryl. Bishop Harry Jackson. Harry, that's great. And local officials from Baltimore, Maryland, Norfolk, Virginia, and Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, For decades, job growth and investment have been concentrated in a few major metropolitan areas. This has created a geographic disparity, a very big one in many cases, where some cities have thrived while others have suffered chronic economic and social hardship. With opportunity zones, we're drawing investment into neglected and underserved communities of America so that all Americans, regardless of zip code, have access to the American dream. Governors know their local needs best. Following the enactment of our tax law, America's governors designated nearly 9,000 neighborhoods as opportunity zones, from communities in the rural West Virginia to suburban Arizona to inner city Chicago. The Treasury Department has estimated that as a result of these tax incentives, private businesses will invest $100 billion in opportunity zones, and that will be incredible. This council will support communities like East Baltimore, where Pastor Dante Hickman is helping lead a groundbreaking project in the newly designated Opportunity Zone. I'd like to invite Pastor Hickman to say a few words about today's initiative. He's been an incredible leader, a man of faith, and somebody that we all believe very strongly in. Pastor, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am here today thanking you in advance for funding and resources that you will direct to the urban and distressed communities like Baltimore. The executive order you signed today will make it possible for us to work with your administration on a common goal of investing to restore people as we rebuild properties in neglected communities. As pastor of the Southern Baptist Church and through our Mary Harvin Transformation Center Community Development Corporation, in partnership with other faith-based stakeholder institutions, developed the East Baltimore Revitalization Plan, addressing development needs of over 100 acres just north of Johns Hopkins Hospital, and was recently approved and adopted by the City Planning Department of Baltimore. Our area has been federally designated as an opportunity zone, and this bipartisan legislation can leverage public and private funding towards community revitalization. Your influence on federal agencies and private entities through this executive order will enable distressed communities like Broadway East in Baltimore to obtain investment needed to capitalize and bridge funding gaps to create sustainable health, wealth, housing, educational, recreational, grocery, and employment opportunities. It will strengthen small, emerging, and other businesses, as well as enable financial support of historically Black colleges and universities like Wiley College in Marshall, Texas, where I attended. Mr. President, I want you and every agency and potential investor to know that in Baltimore, and in particular Broadway East Baltimore, that we have the plan, we have the property, we have the people, we have the professional expertise, and we have the prospectus to jumpstart your urban initiative. Baltimore is prepared to be a demonstration project for a national urban revitalization strategy. We look forward to working with your administration on rebuilding opportunity in our urban communities that have suffered from disinvestment and dilapidation for decades. And we welcome you to come to Baltimore to see the potential transformative impact of your leadership and investment through this executive order. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, so important. You think about it. You remember the riots that were in Baltimore, and
yes,
streets were on fire, and the businesses were being, it was just tragic.
Yeah.
And it was over an arrest that had taken place, and it was, you know, Freddie Greer, I believe his name was, and that they didn't know how it happened, and it looked unjust and these different things, and that, but it was a symptom of a lot of other things taking place, and that nothing was being done previously prior to this president.
Not
but now this
addressed.
President, President Trump, saying, I'm going to get in and have this initiative, this urban initiative, to go right into Baltimore where the pain was and partner. And I believe this particular pastor that's talking was one of the pastors who went to the streets and said, listen, we can work. We know them. We can back. Bring that type of thing back in. But I do want to say this, that you know, urban centers are not another name for African American, because all races are in urban areas.
Inner city
is not another name for African American, because there's all races inside of inner cities. All of us are all over the country, maybe some concentrated more than others, but that's not another name for.
That's right.
You know, particular. So when you're talking about inner cities initiatives, you're talking about
actual inner city.
Inner city, everybody there, including the Envision Centers we talked about with Dr. Ben Carson. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Bob Johnson. He's the founder of BET. He's right there with the president, right there in this meeting, talking about the significance and how it was a moment like this, what President Trump is doing, that enabled him to start this enterprise years ago called BET, with a $500,000 grant, I believe it was, that was given to him. Also, we're going to hear this prophetic word shared, this prophetic dream that was revealed before all this happened, that this would be happening, but it'll be after this break. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Championship golfer Ben Crane, known for being a slow player, often makes fun of himself, but it can be frustrating for some of his playing partners.
At the 2005 Booz Allen Classic in North Carolina, his quick-paced partner, Rory Sabatini, hit his second shot into a pond beyond the green and walked in that direction before Crane played his second shot. Sabatini chipped his ball onto the green and putted out, leaving Crane behind, along with his professional decorum.
When an ABC sports reporter asked Crane about the incident, he put the blame squarely on himself, recalling the verse from Proverbs 15:1, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
Crane later said, "Every time you apply God's word to your life, it works out perfect."
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we are at the White House, and an initiative, it's an executive order being signed by the president. The White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council is being established, where the faith base is coming together with the government, and the initiative is to be able to fund, you know, inner city areas where there's been challenges, where the distribution of hope and chance didn't make it to those particular areas. Well, that's not taking place with this president. Mm. You know, it's happening just like the Lord said it would happen with this president. But first, listen to Bob Johnson. He's the founder of BET, Black Entertainment Network. Right. And he early on, when he first became president, I remember when President Trump became president, that Bob Johnson said, listen, give him a chance.
That's right.
I remember we had that on our program. Yeah. We were talking about give him a chance. Well, here he is right now. He was right. And so here is Bob Johnson, the founder of BET, talking about what specifically he has done, what President Trump has done, and what he has done, and how many people it's going to impact, including a lot of African-American people that sell their 401ks out, early. Close them out early because of financial stress.
That's right.
And he's going to go back to history, how it was an opportunity like this to help him start BET. Let's go to the White House now. This is Bob Johnson, the founder of BET, talking about this executive order that's established this White House council that's put together to be able to revitalize the inner cities. Let's go.
Today, we are also proud to be joined by one of America's most admired business leaders, the co-founder of the television network BET, Bob Johnson. Bob, please.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm here to applaud you on two things. One, you may not even know about. But Tim Scott does.
Go ahead.
Just recently, your Department of Labor signed a historic document that created something called auto portability. Auto portability is designed to reduce retirement leakage among low-income 401k account holders who tend to cash out. And, Mr. President, you should know this. 60% of African American and Hispanic Americans cash out of their 401k account. When this program, the policy that Secretary Acosta initiated along with my company, is implemented, along with the big financial record keepers, the Fidelities, the Vanguards, this program will put close to $800 billion back in the retirement pockets of minority Americans. So I just want to applaud you for that. Now, getting to the most important thing, most of all, most of you probably know that I started BET on a $500,000 loan from a guy named John Malone. That $500,000 that John Malone put into BET allowed me, along with a lot of other minority employees and others, to build a $4 billion business. What this proves is the efficacy, Mr. President, of a program that allows capital to flow to places where people are seeking an opportunity. And I am convinced that this program, where the tax incentives flowing out of the Treasury Department to business people, will cause people to invest money where before they saw risk, now they will see opportunity. And that combination of putting money into communities will allow for those communities to become vibrant, to become safe, to create ownership, and most important, to contribute to the well-being of this country. I'm a fundamental believer that there are business solutions to social problems. The Opportunity Zone program is that, and I applaud you and Tim Scott for taking the leadership on it. Thank you.
That's so powerful. You think about it. You know, it was an opportunity like this to help him start what ended up being a $4 billion industry.
That's right.
But also, you think about this. They said 60% of African Americans, Hispanic Americans end up cashing out their 401ks. It was supposed to be retiring on,
right.
Which means you're basically selling out your retirement because of these kind of
economic challenges.
And this portability, these new things that he's putting into place, is preventing that, creating $800 million of wealth in retirement for African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
That's amazing.
It's just like, as a matter of fact, before we go to break, I know we're supposed to go to break, I want you to hear this prophetic word that's being shared from Brianna
Bolander,
and she's speaking specifically what the Lord showed her. And this word came early on, before all this was even unfolding. As a matter of fact, take a look.
So I had a dream last night that I was in, like, a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we were walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified. And
and speaking to the African-American population,
right? And so overwhelmingly there was circled Obama, and you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again, use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. So thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate you.
That's powerful. You're looking, and this is what God said early on before anything started unfolding, that President Trump would impact America, but specifically also the African-American citizens. And it's happening in a powerful way. I mean, he's really doing it. I mean, people talk about what he says, but, you know, even Jesus said it's about what you do.
That's right. Look at the fruit. Look at the results.
Yeah.
And it, undoubtedly,
yes,
the record is plain.
And it's important not to stop these kind of initiatives that's taking place. And as a matter of fact, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on that. As a matter of fact, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But I want to go back to the White House now as we embrace this whole prophetic word. We're seeing it take place right now in the White House as the president is signing this executive order. But in the executive order is for the council, the establishment of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. And Senator
Tim Scott, South Carolina,
he helped lead this up and put this initiative together. And he and the president together and the whole pastors that are there. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear him speak now.
He's also going to be talking about the criminal justice reform, a new law that's getting ready to get passed that was basically spearheaded from the White House. So again, major impact from this president.
Totally, totally off. I think Jared Kushner is the one that headed that up for the president. And it's just good. I mean, you're seeing some major things. Matter of fact, an initiative that was established under President Bill Clinton, where everybody's being locked up so much, now it's going to be undone by President Donald Trump. And it's just amazing what's going on. Let's go there now. This is the White House. This is Senator Tim Scott. This is this awesome council going in to be able to flip and bless the people who live in the inner cities. Take a look.
I just want to take the time to thank the president for his hard work and his dedication to people living in distressed communities. As a kid who grew up in a single-parent household, mired in poverty, living in one of these distressed communities, I know firsthand the value of hope being brought into communities. Under this administration, Mr. President, under your leadership, what we've seen happen in the last several months is unprecedented. You can think first about opportunity zones. When you and I had a conversation about the zones over a year and a half ago, you immediately jumped on board and took the lead. And because of your leadership, opportunity zones that will help distressed communities, over 8,700 throughout this country, is a reality. The average poverty rate in those zones are 31%. Because of your leadership, because of your foresight and your vision, we now see hope descending on these zones. Number two, when you think about what Bob Johnson spoke about, the ability to positively impact retirement security in communities of color has increased because of your proactive stance on keeping those dollars in retirement accounts. Number three, you think about the power of education. The greatest chasm in this nation is caused by two primary issues. One is family formation. We can't do much about that in government. But number two is education. Your focus, sir, is changing lives that you may never meet, but it's happening every single day in America. And finally, your strong advocacy for criminal justice reform to come to the floor of the United States Senate without any question, without your leadership, our Senate would not have made the decision to take it up in 2018. So when it passes, the credit starts at the White House and starts with President Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that means Tim gets the first pass.
Hey. Oh. Hey, good to be here.
This is a good one. Okay.
Powerful. That is so powerful. Listen, this, you know, we didn't, you know, only God knows what tomorrow holds, and he shares it quite often with his folks. He says he doesn't do anything unless he makes it known beforehand. And you're seeing exactly what was prophesied. The Lord told me specifically he would be in October prior to the election, he would be in. He told me that the White House, people would get the White House back. So that you're looking at everybody coming in the White House. But what he told Brianna Bolander, he said that this president would be the one that edifies the African American citizens better than anybody else.
That's
more
right.
than they lost their identity under Barack Obama. They thought that Bill Clinton was the issue, but Bill Clinton is the one that double locked everybody up for these big sentences, and that's being undone thanks to the president and the redoing the sentencing laws and all that.
The criminal justice reform. Yeah.
These mandatory sentences they have. So listen, it's awesome. We want to hear what's your comments below. Comment. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. This is a powerful moment. You know, if you're an African American, Hispanic American citizen in the inner cities, we want to hear from you. You need to get connected up with this blessing. $100 million of resources coming in.
That's amazing.
Yes,
we
yes.
know what all these inner cities from East Coast down to the South.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for our president. We bless him, Lord God. We thank you for all these pastors and senators that stood there, God. We thank you for all these prisoners that have served their time. They've reformed, and they're going to be released into society to begin to live again, a second chance, God. We pray for wisdom over that, grace over that, Lord God. And we pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.